This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Evacuees arriving from Mariupol or Ukraine paint a picture of destruction. Details from AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Marina, arriving in Zaporizhia, Ukraine, in a car with smashed windows, says first she fled from her home to her parents. Both apartments are now destroyed by bombing. She ended up at a country house with no water or electricity. On the way out of Mariupol, she picked up Natalia Potocka and her grandson, who spoke of hiding in the basement, a lack of food, and constant shelling day and night. Evacuee Alexander Vorotelin says Azovstal was bombed 24 hours a day. The Ukrainian Azov Regiment and the Russian Defense Ministry both released video said to show civilians being evacuated from underneath the flattened steel plant on Sunday, climbing over rubble and boarding waiting buses in an operation coordinated with the Red Cross. One Azov Regiment deputy commander said they could hear voices of people still alive under destroyed buildings that would be difficult to save without special equipment. I'm Jennifer King.
The highest-ranking Jewish elected official in the United States is now condemned as sickening Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov's anti-Semitic comments about the Ukraine invasion. In remarks, the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Russia's foreign minister does not deserve the title of diplomat after using an anti-Semitism remark to try and defend the invasion of Ukraine.
Mr. Foreign Minister, you're fooling no one. The war crimes committed by Russia are as plain as day for the world to see. And to justify Russia's violence with appeals to anti-Semitism is sickening. It is dangerous.
Lavrov was asked during an interview over the weekend with an Italian news channel about Russian claims that it invaded Ukraine to denazify the country, a seemingly confusing position since Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is Jewish. This is VOA News. A draft opinion circulated among U.S. Supreme Court justices suggests that earlier this year, a majority of them had thrown support behind overturning the 1973 case Roe v. Wade that legalized abortion nationwide. That is according to a report published Monday night in the Politico. It's unclear if the draft represents the court's final word on the matter. The news outlet published what was labeled as a first draft of the opinion of the court in a case challenging Mississippi's ban on abortion after 15 weeks. A Supreme Court spokeswoman said the court had no comment on it. The Associated Press could not immediately confirm the authenticity of that draft, which, if verified, marks a shocking revelation of the high court's secretive deliberation process. U.S. President Joe Biden has celebrated Eid al-Fitr, restoring celebrations of the Muslim holiday, marking the end of Ramadan at the White House after his predecessor scrapped them. Addressing hundreds of attendees at a gathering Monday in the East Room, Biden said he'd promised as a presidential candidate to bring marking Eid al-Fitr at the White House, but was forced to hold a virtual celebration last year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Presidents have held celebrations since the Clinton administration until Donald Trump, who did not hold formal events. Trump instead released statements marking the holiday. The U.S. Federal Reserve is poised this week to accelerate its most drastic steps in three decades and to attack inflation by making it costlier to borrow for a car, a home, a business deal, a credit card purchase, all of which will compound Americans' financial strains and likely weaken the economy. Yet with inflation having surged to a 40-year high, the Fed has come under pressure to act aggressively to slow spending and curb the price spikes that are bedeviling households and companies. Wind-whipped flames are marching across more of New Mexico's tender, dry mountainsides, forcing the evacuation of area residents and dozens of patients from the state psychiatric hospital as firefighters scramble to keep new wildfires from growing. The big blaze burning near the community of Las Vegas has charred more than 217 square miles. Residents in the neighborhoods on the edge were told to be ready to leave their homes. Recapping our top story, evacuees arriving from Mariupol, Ukraine, paint a picture of destruction, while the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in the United States condemned a remark by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov over the weekend, which is considered anti-Semitic. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.